Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business, regardless of how much time you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, on any topic under the small business sun. Archives, articles, Brain Trust members, my blog is there, my knowledge base. Subscribe to my newsletter, lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Karen Kerrigan is our guest and the original member of the Brain Trust. She is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, that's Small Business, I'm sorry, SB Council, I'm sorry, SBE Council. .org.
That's right, SBEcouncil.org, all the latest news of what's impacting small business from a policy perspective. Sign up for our small business news, our e-news, you get that weekly, and that'll keep you appraised of everything and anything that's impacting entrepreneurs from the policy perspective, as well as things that we're working on.
Folks, if you'd like to get a little, if you'd like to keep doing your job and feel like you're getting a little bit of influence in Washington, you're doing something to be influential in Washington, and even in your state houses, like what happened in Massachusetts, join the SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Become part of that organization, and you can go to sleep at night thinking, okay, I'm supporting a group but with my little bit, and I've got folks up there like Karen Kerrigan who's working for on behalf of my small business every day. That's what she does. And Karen, you did that this week. You went to the White House, didn't you?
I did. They had a little gathering of small business leaders in the nation's capital, those who represent the small business and entrepreneurial sector, met with the economic advisors of the president to talk about, initiatives that we think the White House should pursue that will help small business owners, help them get back on a job-creating track, on a growth track. And it was a good meeting.
I listened and
took ideas, of course, what actually is implemented or taken back.
Did they listen?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you get the idea that they really wanted to know? Because, see, I don't know about, I mean, I'm sure you agree with me on this. I'm convinced that the administration doesn't have a clue as to where the real productive jobs in America come from. I think they actually believe the government can create jobs, and so do you think that they're finally getting the message?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Again, it's all the end. We'll see what they actually do. And I agree with you. I think up until this point, they have been rather clueless. I think some of the initiatives to help small business in terms of access to capital and some other things have been really not helpful up until this point, as you know, because until the economy gets better, until all businesses feel like we're back, they get some more confidence,
right,
and the economy gets better, it's small businesses can't do what they do. So
were you invited?
We went to a range of recommendations, and mine were, of course, very bold and audacious.
Give us examples.
But at least, I hope they help plant the seed for things that they could be thinking about either immediately or down the road that need to be done to really help our sector.
Give us some examples of what you told them.
Well, I talked a lot about what's happening on the regulatory front in terms of, regulations that are being proposed, energy, internet, just a range of different types of regulations. And that this basically is spooking business, both small, medium, mm-hmm. and large-sized businesses. And, businesses basically freeze up, and you're not going to have investment, you're not going to have productive economic activity if you have this continual threat
Did you tell them
regulations that are going to crush your business.
And Karen, did you tell them that when they talk about promoting a union bill, that makes people not want to hire? When they talk about cap and trade, energy prices going up and all that makes people not want to hire? When they talk about giving unions preferential treatment in the construction industry for
yes,
healthcare
yes,
mandates. Did you tell them about that?
I mean, all of that, banking regulations, financial sector service regulations. That, you know, that's not going to help in terms of giving businesses more access to capital.
Yeah.
when you're spooking the banking and the financial services sector either. That's going to raise the cost of capital. They're not going to lend more. I mean, this very uncertain environment doesn't help get us back to good levels of economic growth. And, you know, if there's any way that there could be a respite, you know, in terms of this regulatory thrust that we see coming from Washington,
yeah,
it would greatly help business in terms of establishing that type of stability,
mm-hmm,
that we need to operate. All businesses need that.
And
a range of different things regarding, you know, different tax initiatives they can pursue, bringing some stability to the tax code. Definitely on the healthcare front, I said, you know, we don't want to give up on this issue. And so, you know, a scaled, practical approach to healthcare reform that's going to drive down costs and give more businesses access to health coverage,
yeah,
you know, in the form of, you know, tax credits and tax parity for the self-employed exchanges.
Karen, were you invited to the White House before? Had you been invited before the Massachusetts election?
Yeah, on healthcare.
But in this event,
it was too late, Jim. I think, you know, the die was cast on that healthcare bill,
yeah,
in terms of where Congress was going with it.
Yeah.
And at that point, I really don't think the administration had any influence or impact on where that was going, other,
yeah,
than that big, massive bill.
Yeah.
They were supporting.
Hold on to that thought, Karen. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, Karen was talking about bankers a minute ago. As you've heard me say before, a scared banker is... Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. And whether you and I frighten them with our behavior or the government frightens them with their behavior, that scares bankers. And nobody ever got any help out of a guy like that or a lady like that. Tintil, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.